Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Coming to you live. Wow, it took me a while to log in. Sorry about that, but I'm logged in now. Let's start right off the bat with what I want to talk about. And that's the video that I just did earlier for the seminar. I'll be uploading that soon, hopefully tomorrow, I think. That probably will be best to do it tomorrow. And because, you know, I have a few more things that I have to do tonight, of course. I don't want to get hung up on doing all of those things. But anyway, let me give you an in-depth piece. Let me just get this right here so I can just let you know exactly what's going on. So what I've done is I've taken the book and decided to do pieces of it in videos, you know, such as it's like a webinar. So it'll actually have some other things included in it, you know, pictures from the book, and it'll also have the wording, different ways of how to do things, but it'll be drawn out mostly because I will draw like a little diagram of the different things that you can do to change your life. So hopefully, a lot of you are listening to this. Right now, I'm just getting things settled, so bear with me for one moment. Okay, so what will be in the upcoming episodes? Well, I'll have, the introduction into the book and, you know, the reasons why I wrote it. I did say some of it in the video that I did. However, I'll be explaining it much, much more in the upcoming episodes. I'll also have probably part one, which is the first thing to change. And I may even be able to get in part two, which is your second step. So I probably will have both of those in there. And It'll be good. Right now, I'm just posting the link. Bear with me, because there are a few people who wanted to call in, and I want to post the link for them to be able to do that while I'm on the air. Okay, so I just posted it. Okay. So, all right, now I'm able to concentrate on what I'm saying, actually. Okay, so probably those two parts will be in there. And the first thing to change, that'll be the immediate steps that I took just to get myself up and going, which took a lot of guts. And that, I mean, well, you know, when you want to change, it's easier. So probably since I really did want to make a definite move for myself for the better, it was easier for me. But there are some people who have a problem with changing because it's hard once you get used to doing things one way. It's hard to really, really accept that there are other ways of doing it, or that you can connect with other people and get things done instead of connecting with the people who you usually deal with or the places that you usually go for help on any given thing, whether it's business or it could be personal or maybe it could be family related or whatever. It is hard to make a transition and just up and make a change. So in the beginning of the book, which will be in the next video, I explain how you can do it. I will be talking about that in depth. And then the second part, it's kind of sort of similar, but not, because although you do make major changes, the reason why I call it the second step is because there are things that you don't necessarily change on the outside, but you would have to change on the inside to really, really get yourself going. Like with the first step, you want to make the outside changes. You want to make, you know, either, like I said, business or whatever. You want to get all of those things together and write all of those things down. But the second step is when you actually change you as a person so that you can get everything done that you want done. And that is not a hassle, because it can be a little bit of a hassle trying to put everything together, and then it seems like you're putting things together all at once, although you're not really doing that. But it'll feel like that because so many things will be so different from day to day, that it takes a lot of getting used to, so far as making switches back and forth. But there's no doubt that it can be done. There's definitely no doubt that it can be done. And I myself, as well as quite a few other people, who all of us from time to time can use, some help. We could use somebody to listen to what it is we want and actually show us how to get it. And if you're thinking to yourself, because you may be, I'm not saying you actually are, but you may be thinking to yourself that maybe this is a little bit late in life for you to make major changes for yourself. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's actually never too late to be positive, to set something up for you to be happy, you know, on an ongoing basis, from, you know, daily, to be happy and to be proud of what you're doing on an ongoing basis. I mean, nobody's perfect, so I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is that by putting your best foot forward, it definitely, definitely makes the steps in the right direction. And as I always stress to everybody, I don't know if you've heard of this rule of thumb, but maybe you probably can put it in your life. You probably should put it in your life. Do everything in threes. Try every single thing that you try, you know, try it in three steps, because most likely the very first step won't work. It's always like that. The second step kind of works, and the third usually does, depending on what you're doing and how you're doing it. Those are the things that really mean something. Those are the things that will make you either move up or move down. I think that's the best way I could put it, because I'm trying to say it where it's totally understood. Because, you know, you all have some people saying, I don't know exactly what you mean. I've always given everything I've done my best foot forward, but that's not always the case. I mean, something's true. You can put your best foot forward, but then sometimes a person thinks to themselves that this is all I can do. So that's it for me. Right there. I'm not doing anything else. I've already tried it. It didn't work. I'm giving up. And again, I am going to say, never give up. that's something that shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. If that was in my vocabulary, I would not be sitting here speaking to you now. It's just a given fact, because I would be somewhere locked up behind a door and looking forward to the next black day, you know, clouds overhead and, I don't know, raining all the time or something like that. But having fallen and getting up and looking out the window and me still seeing a beautiful sky and appreciating it, or just, I don't know, looking around my home and being glad to be alive, being glad to have the family I have, loving my pet, you know, all of it, the whole thing is the reason why I'm here, you know, the reason why I'm here. And that's not to say that all of those things is all that has me alive and kicking, because definitely the thing that has me like that is the fact that I wanted to be alive after I've gone through a great deal of disappointment and just days of why me, a lot of crying and all of that. You would have thought I would have given up by now, but I haven't, you know, and I know this is on the spur of the moment. I have to say this because this isn't something that was in the plan for this week, but I didn't think that I would be able to finish the video. I wasn't sure. I was supposed to have done it a while back because I had spoken to a great deal of people over, I guess you could say, like the past 3 months. But yeah, past 3 months, just about. And different people needed different help with different things. So I said, well, why not finish the video and I could, you know, make one place where everyone can go and get the information they need. And if they needed to talk to me live, they would be able to do that without a problem, because with the video, you can watch it. But I give the information to speak to me afterwards. I mean, you know, like even on a video, I gave the information. So it's actually there. It's actually there. I spoke about the website, which is www.arlenebrownmitchellnetwork.com. And the email is info@arlenebrownmitchell.com. So you can either use those two methods, or you can call 1-347-291-1314. And I will try to reach back out to you. And depending upon what it is you need help with, I can actually either talk to you by Skype and help you work through those particular problems, or UVU, which is one of the second choices. And if you will allow me to tape it, we can probably air it and, you know, get other people that have the same kinds of issues that you have, if this is what you're willing to do, if you're willing to share the issues with other people so that they can be able to get the help that they need in seeing the help that you're getting and how you're changing and how your life is evolving. So, I mean, you could do that. That's something pretty good, because I always say that if you're going to help someone, it takes your mind off yourself. It takes your mind off the fact that you're worrying about you and what you're doing, and that doesn't allow you to get past where you need to pass in order for you to proceed to the future of what it is that you want to do and the things you want to change. So with that being said, hopefully you can be able to see the video soon, And hopefully also maybe you'll click this link on, if you've clicked this link on in the archives, you'll be able to hear this radio show. Again, I state that this is a show that was on the spur of the moment, so nobody actually knew about it, but I'm going to post it everywhere. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you see the post and you've gone to a place that I have online already and you don't see the post, let me know so that I can put the post up on there as well. And that way it'll be widespread enough for whoever needs it. All right, really quick. If at any time you get to a point where you start feeling too low or too down, I stress that maybe you might take a moment and meditate. That right there will help a whole lot if you meditate. And the whole thing about that is it doesn't cost any money, and it's something that's easy to do. You can just do it with a couple of minutes, which is fine. You can do it for a couple of minutes, and it'll refresh your mind and your body. So that helps right there when you're starting off. That right there will get you going. And then you can deal with the rest of the day and deal with the people that you have to deal with. Hopefully, you'll go to Amazon and take a look at my book. If you don't want to purchase it, you don't have to. I'm not looking for people to do that. But at least you can get a general idea of what it is I'm trying to do for people and an idea of what I can do for you. Now, with that being said, there are few people who feel nervous about it, self-help, that is. Feel nervous about self-help, but I think that it's a good way to come out of your shell. It's a good, because, a lot of people associate that with, oh, I may need to go see a psychiatrist or something like that. But no, I'm here to tell you that no, because you can cleanse your mind and you can cleanse your body and you can start over. Pushback button where you can go forward, but it doesn't have to be in the same way as before you push the button. You hear a lot of people say rewind, but I think it's better to go forward than to rewind, to be totally honest with you, because you can't change the past. No matter what you do, you can't change the past. But what you can do is make a bright future for yourself and even be, someone that other people can look up to or you can encourage other people to be as best as they can be, be the type of people that they want to be, whoever it may be. So, there's all kinds of bright outlooks to it. Anyway, the name of the book is The 21-Day Plan for a New Life. And you can find it on Amazon. It's actually in about 7 countries or maybe 8. I don't know which one right now without looking at it, but definitely about 7. Definitely about 7 different countries. So if you live in another country and you happen to click on this link and you're listening to this show in the archives, you can find it in your country probably on Amazon. So there, you would look for it under Arlene Brown because it was before I changed my name. So definitely look up underneath Arlene Brown. I will be having the book revised so that it reflects what's going on now. So I'm warning you ahead of time that there will be some changes made in the book. For those who have purchased it already, I could arrange to send you the revised copy for free. So because there were a few people who actually bought the book and probably will need the revision so that they can know what the thoughts are now. And, you know, there are a couple of common things that need straightening out in the book. So I'm letting you know that, okay? Before I go, I also want to say that I am helping someone, so there will be a fundraiser coming up soon with Gwen D. Adams Evans, who is a host on our network. And the fundraiser will be for a young lady that has Marfan syndrome. You can look that up. It's a disease that attacks the body. So if you can tune in on that when we air another show on it, because we just aired one on Friday, if you get a chance, tune in again. And we will give you some more information on that. And hopefully between Gwen and myself, the fundraiser winds up being very, very huge, hopefully, so that we can help the young lady and her mom get a new place to live. Because since Sahendra has had several operations, it took quite a bit of money. But see, this is what I'm talking about when I tell you about helping people. This is exactly what I mean. I mean, no matter what is going on with you, no matter what is going on in your day, from your general heart, if something is going wrong for you, reach out and just try doing something for someone else and take your mind off of it. Chances are it will clear up. Because as you help someone else might help you, which I'm telling you can be pretty great, because that's exactly what happened to me. I mean, there was a point that I felt I was at my lowest, but I still wanted to help people. And lo and behold, I met someone that actually helped me. He didn't ask for nothing in return. And the reason why I'm saying this is to show you that the statements are true. The statements are very much true. And that wound up being my husband. I mean, you know, he could have been like everybody else, but he wasn't. He saw that I was trying to reach out my hand despite my situations of, you know, quite a few things going wrong and stuff like that, and me beating my head up against the wall at times because, you know, I was trying to still make those forward changes. Before I met him, I was making quite a few changes in my life. And he didn't ask for anything, and he helped me back. And that's one of the reasons why I'm talking now and saying it to you, that as you have different things going on, stop concentrating on yourself and concentrate on someone else, doing something good for someone else. And allow whatever the effect is to allow it to happen, you know. So if that's not something that you've ever thought about doing before, you probably should think about it. You probably should. And I'm not saying it's the best remedy in the world, but it definitely is a start. I mean, you could do worse, right? You could stay in the situation you're in, or you could think to yourself, I'm out of this. It's over. I'm done with that whole sitting back and just letting anything happen to me. It doesn't have to be like that. You know, fight for what you believe in, of course. I always stress that. I'm not talking about fist fights, so please don't go outside fist fighting anyone. It's not that. But when I say fight for what you believe in, I'm talking about with your mind, with your spirit. You know, I want you to think of yourself as being a whole new person and just being able to get things done. And definitely I will help you do that. Okay, so I'm about to go. It was nice talking to you. And I want to wish you a good evening.